Explorer speaking.
Yeah, mate, sorry to bother you. I'm about to buy a car and STI, and I just wanted to see if the bloke's lying or not. He said that it was tuned at your place.
Okay.
If I give you the number plate, you can get back to me whenever, man, even tomorrow, because obviously you're busy. Just let me know if it has come in there.
We're about to head out to Sydney, man, for World Time Attack, so you've got me in now. So let's see what we can do.
Thanks, brother.
Let's have a look. I won't be able to give you many details on the car because we need the customer, like that actual person, to give us the go-ahead.
Yep.
I can tell you if it has been tuned here before. One second.
It's nothing serious. I just want to... He got an air intake put on it and the exhaust, and he said that he got it tuned for that there just to wake it up a little bit.
No worries. What year model car?
It's a 2015 black.
STI. STI. Let's have a look. The diner's fired up. What's his name as well?
I've got no idea what his name is, bro.
Yeah, no, right. Okay. What is the rego?
His name's David. David Ly, L-Y.
And what's his rego?
One sec, bro. AML.
Sorry, mate.
068.
AML 068.
Because I'm in Adelaide and I'm going to fly up there on the weekend to grab it. I would have given him a deposit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been tuned here, but it's been...
Killer, bro. That's all I wanted to know. Because I just thought he just put the AirPod on in the backyard and the cat back and then just left it as it. You know what I mean?
It was tuned a long time ago, man. 2019.
Yeah. That's what he said.
Yeah. So just make sure that, like, nothing else has changed since then, because we haven't... Like, it's been a long time since we've tuned the car.
Yep.
So, you know, do your normal checks. The big thing with STIs is head gaskets.
Yeah,
checking for head gaskets, so nice, easy test.
He said he's got full service history.
Doesn't matter. No, just so all you need to do is
tell me.
I'm assuming he's going to let you drive the car, or he's going to drive the car. If you, before you head off, get the car warm, make sure it's hot, and your overflow bottles. You know when you pop the bonnet, you have the radiator, and on the right hand side there's a overflow bottle with a little yellow cap.
Yep.
Take note of where the level is right when the car's hot, right? And then go for a drive, give it a bit of a hard time. Obviously he's gonna
a little squirt,
decent squirt, like second, third, whatever, and a few times. And then when you come back, pull over and see where that level is. Make sure it hasn't...
Where should it be?
It should be the exact same where it was before. So if it's pushed up, you know, high and it's bubbling or doing anything weird, as sure a sign that there's a head gasket problem. And then other thing to test is, because you can't do a compression test while you're there, it's just not going to be sort of feasible. What you can do on those, we set them up so when we tune the car that you can do a cranking test. So all you have to do is, if it's a push button start, jump in the car, make sure it's out of gear, put your clutch in, and then put your foot to the floor on the accelerator. And what that does is it turns the injectors off and you hit the button. And what it'll do, it'll crank the engine so you can hear the engine cranking but not fire up. Does that make sense? So it'll go... What you want to hear is that it goes all even, right? If you hear one goes like that, that means one cylinder's not punching like the rest and it's fucked.
Gotcha, fucking hell. All right, bro. All right.
It makes it hard because obviously you're traveling interstate and that sort of stuff, but those are the sort of things, it'll save you a packet load if it's...
And another thing I was going to ask you, when you've got ditching or whatever, is it, do you got to lock it? Because I've bought cars from New South Wales before and I've taken it down here to fucking try to get it tuned and they're like, nah, man, they've locked the ECU.
Be on factory ECU tuning, so like on an open source or something like that, we just unlock them, or it'll be on COB, which is a COB access port, which is not locked either. So, it's just legend. We just don't lock them. Yeah, and like if you're in South Australia...
The coolant bottle is the serious one, eh?
Both. So you know, check for the head gaskets. That's probably not the easiest one to pick, but the compression is a big one. Yeah, so that's all super easy. Just tell them
when you get in it and you got it in neutral, put the accelerator to the floor for a couple of seconds, or just straight down.
No, so normally what you do is when you jump in to start them, you jump in, make sure it's in neutral, and put your clutch in, and then hit the go button, and the thing will start. Yep. Right. What you're going to do instead of
don't use the clutch. Gotcha.
No, you've got to use the clutch. So clutch in, but don't hit the go button yet. So clutch in and the accelerator at the same time. So both to the floor, and then hit the go button, and you'll hear it go, and it won't start because it turns the injectors off. And then when you're confident that you've heard it enough, just hit the stop button again, and it'll stop.
No worries.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for your time. Thank you very much for that, eh? I never knew that.
No, it's a little thing that we sort of built into the tune side of things.
I might even ring him up now and tell him that I'll pay for it, take it back to God at Rex so they can check that, and I'll pay for it. Simple. What would you charge for that shit?
The hard thing is we're away all the way until Tuesday next week, man, because we're heading out to Sydney for World Time Attack tomorrow. Yeah.
All right. I don't care. I'll even tell him that. I'll say, bad luck, I can't come this weekend. I have to come the weekend after because these boys are busy till fucking Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's fine. Yeah. So
what will you charge me for that if he brings it down?
$150 is a normal charge to have a look at.
Fuck, bro. I'd rather pay $150 or even fucking $500 to find out.
Why don't you do that? Wicked. Just tell him to call us when we.
What was your name?
My name's Warwick.
Say again?
Warwick.
Warwick. All right, done, Warwick. Thanks, bro. I'm going to
ring him, tell him to call us and get it booked in so we can at least check it out so you don't make that whole trip for nothing. Right?
Yeah, bro, because he's picking me up from the airport and I'm fucking obviously going to just jump in and drive back.
It's a big fucking commitment.
Especially for $28,000.
Yeah, it's a good price for the car.
It's got 145Ks on it.
Yeah, so there's a few things there. Yeah, it needs to make sure it's had the clutch done. It'll be due for a clutch if it hasn't had it. And then also right at 125 to 145, they're due for all the major servicing.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it sort of screams to me he's getting rid of it at the right time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, gotcha. I was going to say to you, when it comes down there, you check the service history for me too.
Yeah, no problem, mate.
If you can. All right, done, bro. I'll get him to call you guys up. Can he even call you up today to
if
book
he
it
wants,
in for whenever?
Yeah. Tell him to try a few times because like, you're sort of lucky that you got through to us because we're in and out at the moment, but keep the phone on me, yeah.
Warwick. Thank you very much, Warwick. Have a good day, brother. Thank you very
too,
much.
Mate.
See you, bro. Cheers, man. Thanks.